This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here's some of today's headlines. Phones, televisions, and radios may sound alarms on Wednesday. If yours does, don't worry. FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, will conduct a test of the National Alert and Warning System at about 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Wireless providers will conduct the test for 30 minutes, but you should only receive one alert. Federal student loan payments resume this month. Attorney General Letitia James issued some tips to help people avoid scammers who may pose as student loan servicers. Some of the advice says the Department of Education and legitimate loan services will never call or ask for your Social Security number. Also, the Attorney General cautions to never give out your personal information or your FSA ID username or password over the phone or the internet unless you initiated the contact. The AG's office has a list of warning signs and other information for people resuming loan payments. A link to that is on our website, wrfi.org/news. Two people from the region are among those selected for the 2024 Appalachian Leadership Institute. Joshua Bachigalupi is the superintendent of the Dryden School District, and Joseph Selpak is head of the Broome County Council of Churches. Both will take part in 9 months of skills building to help them implement community and economic development projects back home. The program's part of the Appalachian Regional Commission. 40 people are chosen each year from the nonprofit, public, and private sectors to participate in the Institute. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news.